The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. I am Seth Leibson. I was just contemplating. It's going to be quite something starting in January. I think I'm going to be governed mostly by great and talented women. My governor will be, my secretary of state I'm hoping will be, and my representative in the state house in LD4 I'm hoping will be. She is Vera Gibran. She has been tearing it up. And not the first time on this show, but wanted to get her on one more day before the election. You can check her out at her website, votevera.com, VOTEVERA.com. She's running as part of the LD4 Strong team with Nancy Bartow and Maria Sims, endorsed by me and Andy Biggs. Vera, welcome back to the show. How's it going out there?
Just super fun, and it's great to be in contact with you again, Seth. It's such a pleasure always.
Well, it's great to have you. You know, the first time I heard you speak, I was just blown away. You know, this is not a race that should have the kind of attention on it that it does, except for the fact that you are so highly qualified and will be such an amazingly powerful voice for the conservative movement in our state house, Vera. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself again, last day before the election, and why you decided to run for state legislature and what kind of voice you will be in the state legislature.
Well, firstly, thank you, Seth. I am just always so humbled by your confidence in me and your trust in me. I take that very seriously, and I'm flattered and humbled by it. Thank you so much for your confidence in me, my friend.
Of course. It's easy.
a little bit about me, Vera Gibran, and I am an immigrant due to the fact that I lost my beautiful little country of Lebanon due to an infiltration that happened due to weak borders and an unlawful entry. And I lost that home. I lost that beloved home. And now I'm in the fight to save this one because I just can't have it happen to me again. And I certainly don't want it to happen to my children. It was a very disturbing time during COVID when I was having trouble sleeping at the realization that my natural born American citizen children were not going to inherit the same liberties and freedoms that I as a guest was offered when I came to this beautiful country as an immigrant. So during that time, I was really struggling and felt really voiceless. I felt helpless, and you've gotten to know me, Seth. That kind of feeling does not sit well with me.
Nope.
And so taking into consideration my background and my success in doing a lot of international diplomacy work and having acquired kind of a special set of skills, I thought it's totally up to me to step up and to offer my services to my faith and my country, and mostly out of gratitude for the gifts it granted me and my family, and the opportunities and prosperity and the beautiful life it gave us an opportunity to experience. So I've gotten into the race to see what I could do.
Well, Vera, thank you for that. It was a calling card of Ronald Reagan's. Said it in various different places and iterations, first time in Phoenix, that in world history, those who have known freedom and then lost it have never known it again. Now, we can probably find some examples, but you look at your country of birth, and it's a really good template of what happens once foreign ideologies, particularly backed by fascist or Islamo-fascist notions, come and take over, can come in the guise of communism. You look at what's happening across this state, hands of the left. You look at what they're trying to do in our schools. This is exactly where Ronald Reagan would want someone like you fighting, because you can spend the rest of your life trying to save a place that's been immiserated by tyranny, or you can try and keep the freedom that we have. The second fight is a lot better and a lot easier, don't you think?
So, you know, I have a lot to say about that. My ancestor, Khalil Gibran, wrote, "There are two things once lost you can never retrieve, and that is innocence and time." Beautiful. And I humbly offer a third, and that is freedom.
Yeah.
Once that is lost, it will never be regained. And those notions, because as you know, Seth, I have worked on 6 continents and 22 countries, and I have touched those other economies.
Yep.
And those other places. I've seen it firsthand.
Yep.
I know that this is it. Once we lose that, we will never, ever be able to regain it. It will be, in fact, lost forever. And, you know, I've been in this race since January. I'm new to politicking. This is not my arena. It's all new terrain. I've had to learn an entirely new craft, and I've done it at high speed, and I have really just thrown everything I've got at it. And I have been questioned, you know, you're working 18 hours a day, 20 hours a day. I'm not always following the rules of the consultants and their advice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I find myself constantly telling them, look, I don't want to be correct. I don't want to play middle of the line in preparation for what's coming in the general. You don't seem to understand. I have nothing to lose.
Right.
Because I have everything to lose.
Yep.
And I played the last 7 months with that in mind. I have too much at stake. My family has too much at stake, and this terribly noble country is at stake, and I can't sit around and kind of be, you know, walking around on eggshells around it. I'm not going to do it. It's not how I roll.
I love that. I love that expression, nothing to lose because everything to lose. That's important to keep in mind. I should say your family is well known in our community for having built a wonderful business, a wonderful small business, U.S. Egg Restaurants. You guys have done tremendously well by and for our community, wanting to keep it going, and now having you enter the political realm to save us from the fate that you have seen, initiatives begin to take us down the drain, down the tube. And yeah, it is still a fragile thing, this freedom. That was the predicate to what Ronald Reagan warned about. Freedom is fragile.
It certainly is. And, you know, by the grace of God, I have to give credit. By the grace of God, we have been exceptionally prosperous. We do have 6 U.S. locations throughout the valley, and we have employed thousands and thousands of people over the years. We've taken the risk, and we've done well by our community. Now, I'm proud that after this great country gave opportunity, we were able to give.
Well, you've done tremendous in what you've given to the community and the people you've hired. It's now up to us to hire you in return. Vote Vera Gibran. VoteVera.com. Go get them. Looking forward to the results. Looking forward to talking to you later in the week. Vera Gibran, folks. I'm Seth Leibson. We'll be right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.